Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 287. What is the Everlasting Covenant? A thoughtful person wrote asking to understand more clearly about the two covenants, what is the Everlasting Covenant? And, what does it mean for us to live under the new covenant today? May the Lord save us from controversy and confusion. Obviously, the Everlasting Covenant of Genesis 9-16 and Hebrews 13, verse 20, has to be the same, for God is not the author of confusion. And Genesis 9, verse 16, makes clear that it is a promise that God makes to every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth, symbolized by the rainbow. God's covenants are never bargains He strikes with man. They are unilateral promises He makes. But we humans are in love with the idea that we can make bargains with God. We want to be able to help save ourselves. It is too humbling to our proud souls to realize that we are dependent 100% on God fulfilling His promise to save us. The rainbow is a promise from God to every human being, good or bad. Because of that promise, God is able to treat every human with grace, as though he or she had never sinned. The grace in that everlasting covenant makes it possible for him to make his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and to send us rain on the just and on the unjust. The same everlasting covenant is God's promise to every human being on earth to make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. That's why the Father gave his Son that, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Christ loves the world, he died for the world, he redeemed the world, he died the world's second death, made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, the us being every man. He wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If we had the courage to tell every man that knowledge of the truth, the full truth, more would believe. But everyone has freedom of choice, and many resist and reject what Christ has already done for them, promised them, and given them because acceptance includes deep humbling of heart before God. They deny and nullify His grace for them and so they condemn themselves. Thus the old covenant is always based on man's premise. The new covenant is always God's premise. Come, get under the new.